Struggling with your faith? You're not the only one. You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show.
You know, every time I hear this music, I think, oh, I forgot the spoons again.
Oh. You can hear them in the
background. There might be some in the kitchen. Maybe we should
get some?
No, it's too late. I'll get them next time.
Like
ladies and gentlemen, the... You know, what's turning into be the most popular segment on The Drew Marshall Show, my father outshining his son yet again. Meanwhile, back on the farm with Grant Marshall, we're losing a generation of respect, integrity, and honor, a generation who were not afraid of hard work and sacrifice. My dad is that generation. Growing up on the farm taught him more about life than Google, so maybe we should take the time to listen to this generation before they are gone. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to present to you my daddy, Grant Marshall. Good day, sir.
Good afternoon, Drew. It's a lovely spring day up here in Richmond Hill.
Right into the weather. That's what the Marshalls do. The first thing out of their mouth, every phone call.
Sounds like he's selling something.
Yeah.
It's just about time for getting on the land. The spring is here.
Yeah. Well, that's what I want to talk about with the springtime back in the farm. Because when I think about you back in the... When was it?
1909?
No, stop it now. Stop it. When I think about the old days on the farm, Dad, all I can think about is mud.
Well, we had lots of it, too. The frost would come out, and the barnyard would be certainly wet. We had a big snowbank around the driving shed, and it would be the last to melt, and... Mother was not happy with all this mud that was
getting tracked into the house. Now, you just said the driving shed. What is that, Dad?
Well, the driving shed is the place you put the implements for the winter. The seeder and the binder and the plow and the scuffler. And it was an outbuilding, of course. And
sounds like a Marvel comic superhero.
Oh, yeah, what are you? Hold on. What's a scuffler?
It scuffles potatoes, Drew. You and I would probably want to weed them with the hoe, but a scuffler built them up, and a single horse would be on the scuffler. So all those, it was a drive-in, and we call it the drive-in shed, but it was a drive-in, and a good farmer would not leave his implements out over winter.
No, because they get cold there, by God.
Oh, anyway. We had to stack them all. Of course, now would be the time to drag them all out.
Yeah.
And get them ready for the spring planting of the oats and the barley and the potatoes and all those things that had to be planted. And, well, it's coming up the 1st of May, so... And our land was a sandy loam, so it dried out fairly quickly, and so we get on the land... Pretty quick.
Dad, stop using these big scientific terms.
Yeah, sounds like a kid I went to school with.
Sandy loam. That was the bully at school.
No, that was the earth that we had.
But what does it mean?
Well, it had a part sand and had a part loam, which was dirt, of course. And it had all
loam,
the...
Loam on range.
The nutrients that... When you get down around your country, or where you are now, in Brampton, Oakville, the land was much heavier. There was a clay base to it, and it took a little longer to dry out.
Right. Now, what did you do with the cattle? Because in the winter, they wouldn't have roam of the field, right?
No. And they were in pens and in stalls, and boy, did they ever like to get out now. They had a bit of freedom, but Dad wouldn't let them out on the pastures because, of course, it was muddy, and the hoof marks, and it would spoil the... grains, and or at least the grasses that would be coming, so right. He would not let them out until the fields were good and firm.
And would they go a little psycho because they finally got out of the barn?
I guess they would. They hopped and around, and they had some freedom, and it was quite a thing to see.
I've seen many a time, by golly.
Yes. Tell me about it, Drew.
When the cattle or the horses get out of the barn in the springtime, and they literally do go nuts. They run around, they kick up in the air, and...
Oh, sure they do, and they roll around, and they... Well, of course, they've been locked up all winter, pretty much, except for, out watering, and...
Yeah. And you know, one thing I always like to talk to you about is what you did back then for fun, because it just sounds to me like all you ever did was work. Yeah, especially when your dad planted 3,000 acres of potatoes or whatever it was. But for fun, Dad, did you ever have, you know, I know you've talked about dances and that sort of thing, but do you remember, have any memories of any kind of entertainment around the springtime down at maybe at the Mona Center? What was the hall there in Mona Center?
Well, there is a story about that, Drew, and it's they built a brand new hall in Mona Center in 1951, and actually your great-grandfather cut the ribbon for it. But that spring, to earn some extra money, the hall committee thought they'd put on several dances, and there was a dance band out in Wingham who played around Western Ontario, and your mother and I danced to them. And
what were they called, Dad?
It was called the CKNX Ranch Boys.
Okay, the Ranch Boys. Now I want you to listen to this, and you tell me if this is the Ranch Boys that you remember. Have a listen to this, Dad. Hold on.
Sing raggedy music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse that was syncopated gated. There was such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater. How they run when they hear the fellas gun.
So apparently, that's a band called the Ranch Boys. But is it the same band that you listen to?
Definitely not.
Oh, so close.
Yeah. Oh, so that was a vocal band, and this was really a dance band.
Okay.
With fiddles and the guitars.
All right.
This was a dance band. But anyway, I talked the committee into them coming. The bookings had to be quite a bit ahead of time. Well, sure enough, the road into Mona Center broke up every spring. There was two spots that the cars really could not get through.
No.
It was in the shade of a bush, usually, and the frost would be late coming out, and we'd have mud holes for, yards and yards, and, they would get stuck. But fortunately, 3 or 4 days ahead of this dance thing, the roads did dry up, and people were able to come to the dance. And, of course, my dad said, well, what would they charge? Well, the fee was $100. Well, $100 was astronomical in 1951. We'll never pay for it. But anyway, I talked them into it as a teenager, and they came, and the big crowds, and they had more money left over even after paying the band $100.
Phew.
And naturally, they had them back several times.
Did you ever, kiss a girl at one of those dances?
I think I might have.
Mr. Player.
Well, but there was usually a corner or a darkened corner somewhere.
Oh, come on now. Oh. Come on.
And of course, the boys would be a kind of on one side and the girls would be on the other.
That's a big corner.
Yeah. And there was lots of opportunities.
It was a round room, too.
Yeah. There was lots of opportunities to have dances with other girls. But your mother was my favorite, and
well, I'm glad.
Of all the girls I kissed,
I'm glad.
So eventually, the sparks flew, and
easy.
We were married.
Easy.
Easy.
Well, you've won over the girls' hearts here in the studio. The two interns, Tori and Megs, they're both sitting here.
Well, you had a great gal on your first segment, the Ginger, I think she was.
Yes, Ginger St. James.
She was a dandy. I listened to her and kind of brought back a few. She tried to imitate that country singer.
Yeah, what was her name?
Loretta Lynn.
Loretta Lynn, there you go. Yeah.
And I had never heard of her, but she's a comer, that gal.
Yeah, well, listen, I always love having you on the show.
We had a good time.
We've got to run it a wee bit short today, but I promise next time we'll talk a little longer, fella.
Well,
fella? Why am I calling my dad fella?
And that'll be dandy.
It'll be dandy there, fella.
You're getting kind of silly towards the end.
Yes, you can tell. You can tell we're near the end of the show. Oh, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, meanwhile, back on the farm with my dad, Grant Marshall. Sir, thank you for your time.
All right, Drew.
Take care, sir. Bye-bye. Sir, I keep calling him sir. I don't call him sir.
I'm sure he loves it, though.
Oh, yeah. It's so fun.
He's a hoot.
He's a hoot, eh?
He's a hoot, eh?
Short break. We'll be right back.